I just want to continue to bring light and positivity and helping us as a people continue to break chains that we have as Black people and things that have just been that way for thousands and thousands of years, and all of those generations of trauma does affect us. So it's just like we have to work hard to change that, and we have to work within ourselves to also change that.
Welcome to the Proud and Curly Podcast, the podcast all about celebrating naturally curly hair. I'm Sierra, your host and founder, also known as C. Johnson on YouTube and Instagram, and you, my girlfriend, are in the right place. Every week, you'll get new insight and curlspiration on how to manage and maintain your natural curls. It doesn't matter if your hair is a wavy 2A type, a kinky 4C texture, or if you're anywhere in between. After the episode, the conversation always continues on the Proud and Curly Instagram page, so be sure to follow us there.
Hi guys, welcome back to the podcast. I'm Sierra, your host, and I know it's been a minute and it's been a little crazy out here. Hope you guys are doing well, staying safe, taking care of yourselves, taking care of your mental health, all of that. And yeah, I just want to come on here and we're just going to have a little chat, kind of like a follow-up to a couple of episodes that I have. But today I want to talk about why I'm proud to be Black and natural and how that impacted me creating Proud and Curly. A lot has been going on in the world, especially with Black Lives and the Black Lives Matter movement. So today, I just kind of want to talk about being proud of being Black and being proud and extending that onto our natural hair. So yeah, I haven't recorded in a minute, but I'm excited to be back. Hope you guys are excited. We're about to come back like fully, so get ready. If you're not subscribed, be sure to subscribe on whatever podcast app that you listen on. We're on Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, Stitcher, and Spotify, and also on YouTube. So if you are into videos, this one's a video as well. And if you like to listen when you're driving or in the shower, definitely listen to us on a podcast app. And be sure to subscribe so you won't miss any episodes because we got a lot coming. I got some new ideas today. I'm going to be sharing with you guys a new series coming out and just some changes, some things, just a little few little upgrades, you know, just a few little ideas I have. So I just finished listening to episode number one of this podcast, which is Introducing Proud and Curly, Why You Need It in Your Life. And that basically explained why I created Proud and Curly. Let's just go back in time a little bit. Yeah, a little bit over 2 years ago. You know, I just feel like that's exactly still how I feel, is what I said in the first episode, which is super cool. I didn't even realize that until just now. So I'm going to put that in here. But if you want to listen to the whole episode, you can find it wherever you're listening to this one. Just go to our episodes or all of our videos and click all the way down to the bottom, all the way. So this episode isn't a video episode. If you're looking on YouTube, the first 10 episodes were only audio only, but it is on YouTube as well. My mission for this podcast is to share your stories so that people can listen, relate, and learn from them. So one thing I want to clear up is Proud and Curly is not a place where it's like, oh, that's superficial, or like, oh, she's just talking about her hair. Proud and Curly is a place where you can be proud of your hair. It's a positive thing. So even if you aren't proud yet, you can work on that and change it. So when coming up with the name Proud and Curly, I wanted it to be something positive that's empowering to even say, like, I am proud and curly. I don't always feel like my hair is popping, you know, personally. So I think it's important to know that that's okay. And you can learn from other people and just try different things. Being proud and curly, it's not just that we are our hair, it's that we are proud of the way that God made this part of us, and we love this part of us.
It's more about self-love and loving yourself, just like you would love your curves or your skin color, you know? We love our curls as well. So it doesn't.
It was really nice to listen back to the episode, and I hope you guys enjoyed that, because that is exactly how I still feel about Proud and Curly, what I want it to be. I would also say to check out episode 11 if you want to see just more of a rant on why I feel so strongly about it, because it really just starts with inside of you. I really believe that. I'm working on my self-talk right now. I talked about Whoopi Goldberg and a couple of other stories in that episode that were kind of interesting. So if you're interested in that one, definitely check it out here. Yeah, listening to that one too, it was just weird. I was talking about, oh, I might be cutting my hair. I really want to cut my hair. Yeah, I didn't cut my hair until January 2020 on here with y'all, and y'all saw that. So sometimes it just takes time, and that's perfectly fine. Like, that is what being proud and curly is all about. It's not that you have to feel like you're super proud of your hair and it's where you want it to be and it's super everything that you want, but it's about having that intention to feel happy with your hair, being grateful and having gratitude for how your hair is now, even if it's not anywhere where you want it, and learning through this podcast, other things, learning how to take care of your hair, learning how to change the way that you think about your hair, changing your mindset on your hair so that you can start to see those results and start to see the beauty within yourself, because our hair is just an extension of ourself, and it doesn't mean that you have to have it. It doesn't mean you have to have it any kind of way. I'm not saying that you have to be fully natural and not have a perm or a relaxer at all, but I'm just saying that you need to have an appreciation and a love for your hair naturally, the way that it is, the way that God made you. That's what I believe about being proud and curly, and it's also about being on that journey to get to that point where you are proud of how your hair is, even if you aren't. Because I'm not gonna lie, every day is not the best hair day. We had to do a little something today, and it's not necessarily how I wanted it to turn out, but we're here. And you know, my haircut y'all can get an update on my haircut next Thursday, so stay tuned. I don't know if y'all can tell that my hair looks different. It definitely has grown, but I have cut it. That's all I'm going to say. I have cut it. So, yeah, we got a little part action today. We're trying, you know, that's all that it is about, just trying out different stuff with your hair, learning how to take care of it, and changing the way that you think and how you talk about your hair. So about a month after all of the Black Lives Matter movement had started, that mostly started in the beginning of June, I would say I had to just take some time to just reflect on everything, and I just want to continue to bring light and positivity and helping us as a people continue to break chains that we have as Black people and things that have just been that way for thousands and thousands of years, and all of those generations of trauma does affect us. So it's just like we have to work hard to change that, and we have to work within ourselves to also change that. So I've been playing around with the idea of having affirmations or a part of the show. I really want to have affirmations be a part of the show, so we're just gonna start this new segment. I don't know if it's gonna be at the beginning of the show or the end of the show. Today it's pretty much gonna be at the end, but I want you guys to join me with this. I'm gonna call them curl formations, because we need to change the way that we think about our hair. And a big way to do that is using I am affirmations, affirming that, hey, I believe this way about my hair. Even the I am proud and curly, I don't have my shirt on right now. But you guys know I have proud and curly shirts that say I am proud and curly, and that embodies everything that we just talked about what proud and curly stands for. Embracing and loving your natural hair, your natural curls, and just being able to say I am proud and curly. Even if you have a weave, even if you have a perm, just getting to that point where you can love and embrace your natural hair is what Proud and Curly is all about. So I hope you guys join me on this journey. Click down below or wherever this video is, go ahead and click and purchase your shirts. So that's kind of where that stems from. And the fact that I even knew that in the first episode, that was before I even made the shirts and all that, because that happened last year, at the end of last year. So I'm just like, wow, that's crazy that this is all still in alignment together. But yeah, we're gonna do some affirmations. We're gonna speak into existence positive, beautiful things about how we feel about ourselves. It doesn't have to just be about your hair, but it could just be about how you want to feel. And I just think that that's important, because overall we need to love ourselves fully and be nice to ourselves. So I'm going to start off the affirmations. I want you guys to help me. I would love to read your affirmations on the show. So definitely tag us on Instagram at Proud and Curly. Leave them down below in the comments on this YouTube video. Wherever you want to send them, send me your affirmations, because hello? We all need to be affirming, all of us. And with all of us doing it, it's going to make our affirmations a lot stronger. I believe that, because it's like everybody's working on themselves. And that in turn makes us stronger as people and as a community. When I'm writing an affirmation, I like to try to find something that may not necessarily be true. I may not necessarily feel this way 100%, but it's something that I'm working on and something that I do want to believe about myself. I want to change my mind about that. So, let me think. I want to do one related to my hair more so, because I don't know. I don't even know how I feel about my hair right now. I am proud and curly. And another one, I have plenty of time to take care and moisturize my hair every week, every day. I am happy to have healthy hair that is growing every month. I don't know. I haven't really done this before, so we'll get into it, y'all. Just give me some time. Y'all, it doesn't have to sound any kind of way, really. It can be just like that. I don't really know exactly what I want to transform with my hair, but there are thoughts that I know that I always feel like I don't have time to moisturize my hair, or my hair is always dry. I feel like my hair is always dry or frizzy or this and that. So I'm trying to figure out how to reverse my psychology, reverse my thinking around that. And we'll be working on that every episode. So, you know, it's not something that has to be super cute. It could be literally whatever you just thought of. Let's change that into a positive affirmation. And yeah, let me know what y'all's are down below. Maybe y'all had an easier time than me, because I'm over here, I got some things to work through. Because I'm over here just like, we got some things to work through. So it's okay if y'all do too. Let me know what y'all were able to come up with. And if you don't know anything just yet, just leave a comment down below. I am proud and curly. Just say I am proud and curly. And you know what? That's a start. Especially after hearing this and understanding what proud and curly is, we're taking it to the next level. Go ahead and comment down below, I am proud and curly, or any other affirmations that you have. And I would love to see them, share them with me on Instagram, anything. I would love to interact with you guys. So, last but not least, I have a new exciting kind of series or second episode that we're going to be doing on this podcast. So for our new podcast schedule, we're going to be actually adding another episode every week. I know. I'm doing the most. We've been trying to get one episode a week. It's going to be two episodes a week. Make sure you subscribe because you won't have to worry about missing an episode. So make sure you subscribe and turn on the notification bell. But so on Sundays, we're going to be having a solo episode, basically. And there's going to be two different series going on Sundays, Black Hair History and How to Go Natural. And they're going to be alternating every other Sunday. So I've been doing How to Go Natural videos, solo episodes sometimes, but now those are only going to be on Sundays, alternating in between the Black Hair History, and also on Thursday, we're just going to have an interview every week. I'm excited about that because I really want to get back into interviewing and getting as many stories shared on the show as possible, because that's what it's about. During Black History Month in February this year, I started like a series of stories, Instagram stories that were about Black History Month, more specifically about Black hair history. So that's what this is going to be about. A deep dive into topics about Black hair history, where things came from, where they started. If you guys want to get a sneak peek of some of the topics we're going to be discussing, definitely look at our Instagram save story under Black History. But yeah, we're going to be starting that off on Sunday. So I'll see you guys on Sunday. Definitely be sure to subscribe, share this episode with your friends, and comment down below your affirmation. Don't forget. And like this video if you're on YouTube. Also, if you're on the podcast app, please leave us a 5-star review. Those reviews really help us. So as well as the likes and comments to help the show reach other people. So thank you guys so much for watching this episode. I'm so excited to be back. And I'll see you guys on Sunday and on next Thursday with this update about my hair. All right, that's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening to the Proud and Curly Podcast. If you like the podcast, please show your support by leaving a rating on the Apple Podcast app. It helps me so much, and it also helps other people find the show. Special thanks to Terrence Esquire Huggins for producing the music in this podcast. You can always check out his website, SoundCloud, and follow him on social media at EsquireMusic111. All of his links are in the show notes. If you're looking for more curly content, be sure to follow us on Instagram. But until next week, stay proud and curly.